Now to another musician provocateur, this one from Serbia. Back in the 1990s, Rambo Amadeus used music and satire to focus public anger against Slobodan Milosevic. He says Milosevic's tyranny gave Serbian artists energy and purpose. Now, nearly 10 years after the fall of Milosevic, Rambo Amadeus says cultural life in Serbia has run out of steam. Matthew Brunwasser has today's Global Hit.
The stage name Rambo Amadeus is a fusion of John Rambo and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Singer-songwriter Antonia Pušić chose the name to satirize what he called the stupidity consuming Yugoslavia 20 years ago when it was tearing apart.
In my country was a epic war. I don't want to shoot, I want to play electric guitar.
Rambo Amadeus's music was fueled by the insanity of life in Serbia as the country moved into war. Nationalism, international embargo, and economic meltdown.
And I am Balkan boy, and I search for employ. I can wash the dishes faster than machine. I can babysit the babies older than 14. I have no money, I have no friends. But God give me intelligence.
Pušić is something like the Frank Zappa of the former Yugoslavia. But his creative energy is very dark, forged by his era. One of his big hits is Don't Happy, Be Worry. This song came out in 2000 while Milosevic was still in power. Pušić says American artist Bobby McFerrin inspired him to put a positive spin on Serbia's downward spiral.
When I heard song Don't Worry, Be Happy, I could imagine some happy guy who was born in some cool situation, in some cool society.
Odlučio Bog svijet kuvanjen da stvori, zamutio kašu, uključio ringlu, pustio na gori, kuvarice manje zbori, da ti ručak ne zagori, don't happy, be voj, šta sad laži, kradiš.
I said, okay, maybe we need here some song to make people happy from that situation. If you are living in upside down situation, you need a upside down song to feel comfortable.
Rambo Amadeus says that for all the craziness of the Milosevic years, they were interesting times.
Maybe it should sound to you absurd, but in Milosevic's time, art was much more interesting than now.
He says a free society and liberal capitalism don't allow enough steam to build up to create art with meaning.
Now we have that society of spectacle. Everybody wants to be singers or dancer or actors or to be on Big Brother. And as a consequence of that, we don't have art.
Pastor. Vuelva, Pastor.
This song is called Čobane Vratise, or Shepherd Come Back. It tells the story of a nation that can't live without its strong leader. A clear reference to Yugoslavian communist dictator Marshal Tito and then later Slobodan Milosevic.
Čobane, vrati se. You have a lot of angry people during the Milosevic time. They are forced to act as artists. But now is democracy. Now is everything okay and you just have to earn money and to wait Friday to get drunk.
Rambo Amadeus still performs throughout the Balkans. He's also served as a UNESCO National Goodwill Ambassador. And with the dictator long gone, he's contemplating the next revolution, fueled, he says, by some mixture of communism and environmentalism. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Belgrade.
We're online 24/7 at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.